I love our Easter candle. I think by this weekend I'll move it over a little bit as I'm preaching. Also, you know, we don't have Mass tomorrow because of my daily Mass. And then usually Saturday morning is the last of our daily Mass readings. And I'll really recommend to read the last readings because that's kind of the last day-to-day liturgy readings. Because we're still in the prayer of the priestly prayer of Jesus Christ in the Gospel according to John, and then the last couple readings in Acts of the Apostles. And then really we have the climax of the whole year as we come to the Holy Spirit this weekend on Pentecost. And I've kind of been on this rhythm, I guess, and sometimes that'll do well, I think, for myself, and sometimes I'll see, like today, just the two quick lines, and obviously any that prick your conscience, as I've said before, to, you know, focus them for the day, or bring it to your prayerfulness, to continue to take those readings and put them in your heart with the nourishment. And for me today, as I was reading the scriptures, the one was from the gospel again. Just one quick line, and they're so powerful. That's why it'd be so good to read these readings tomorrow and Saturday morning, and just soaking up these readings, and then obviously again the Pentecost on Saturday evening and Sunday. But Father, they are your gift to me. So Jesus was here praying for his disciples, praying for the 12, the 11, and praying to his Father. And so we're seeing this connection, and it's really powerful, very paradoxically, because Jesus in the book according to John is really talking with the Father. But we also will hear throughout, as we have this Easter season, that Jesus is talking to the Father a lot, and a little bit with the Holy Spirit or the Paraclete. And you're seeing this connection in this, again, paradoxical way, how they are in communion, a perfect communion with each other, with one nature, three persons, one God, but three persons, which is the paradox of the Trinity. But what does he want? Out of all that powerfulness, perfectness, Father, they are your gift to me. That God the Father sent him to the earth, and his greatest gift when he came was us. And the second, the responsorial psalm today, which I think is a great timing once again, and I think I'll never forget this probably the rest of my life, and still as it continued to go forward where we're at. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. And how often are we either, have we been ill, or knowing that somebody in our families or our parishioners that are ill, that our mission to them in different ways, and the ask of the Lord to keep us safe. Keep me safe, O God. And then obviously, you are my hope. So no matter what type of day we're having, challenging, good, bad, awesome, that God should always know from our hearts that he is our hope.